This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At 1 o'clock right here on Grant and Danny, Michael Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch, covers the Redskins on the team's ongoing marriage with Richmond. Obviously, and we've covered this in detail, it hasn't gone great in Richmond in terms of fan turnout and what the city's gotten out of the Redskins, but the team also has some of its flaws and drawbacks with this deal as well, namely that the Redskins cannot practice against other teams, having them come to their complex like they did a few years ago against the Patriots, because they can't leave Richmond to go return the favor in a home-and-home series.
They can't do it.
So no team's just going to give you the gift of coming to your place without a return on their investment, and the Redskins are not allowed to leave Richmond for practices. Let's go to the hotline and welcome onto the show our nutritionist, our expert at EMP 180 Weight Loss, our health and life coach, Wadzina, is with us. Hello, Wadzina. How are you?
Hello. I'm excellent. How are you both doing?
Very well.
We're doing very well. This is your second time on the Grant and Danny radio program, so we welcome you back. We appreciate it. What should we call you? I refer to you as my health coach, my nutritionist. What is your title?
I'm all the above.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
What's on your business card?
Does it say nutrition mentor? Like, what does it say?
My business card says manager.
Oh, well, that's very good. That's a good title.
I can't just call her my manager.
No. She manages. She's Danny's manager.
Because
she's your Dusty Baker. Yeah, she hits Danny six when he should be hitting second.
And yeah, my wife's the GM. She could be the manager.
So, Wadzina.
Okay.
I was in on Saturday. Tell people how great my weigh-in was first. Just tell them how great I'm doing in general.
I know that you had your best body composition that you've ever had.
Boom. Any more detail than that you want to give the people?
I mean, you're moving in the right direction, ready for graduation this year.
Thank you, Wadzina. I told you I'm not going to graduate. We can talk about that another time.
okay.
We are doing very well, obviously.
Yes.
Okay. So
I was doing well.
While I was there on Saturday, I said, you know Danny's on vacation. You said, yeah, we're not going to see him until next week. And do you remember what I said to you at that time?
You said he was going to gain a few pounds.
I said he's going to gain so much weight. And do you remember what you told me at that point, Wadzina?
What did I tell you, Grant?
You said that you were very worried.
Very concerned.
That there was immense concern, that you hoped that wasn't the case. So we brought you on. We wanted to reveal to you exactly how Danny did on his vacation.
So how would you like to do this, Shapes? Do you want me to just go through the week?
Let's do it like a consultation at EMP. Let's let Wadzina take the lead and kind of ask you, like, well, how was your week? Like, do what you would do if Danny was sitting in the chair with you, Wadzina.
Okay. Well, first of all, welcome back.
Thank you.
How was vacation?
It was a blast. Had a great time. Very relaxing. Kind of got away. Didn't have any real concerns except, hey, there may be a little bit of rain in a couple hours, so we'll head back in from the beach. It was awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful. So typically I do have your body composition analysis, but go ahead and reveal that number to me because I'm sitting on the edge of my seat right now.
Well, you want the total number. Let's do a little
bit
of build
up. Tell us some of the good news first.
So the good news is my plan, Wadzina, and we talked about this a little bit, was just to, for a few days at least, just to not worry about it, was to kind of take a break from everything, meaning instead of, I'm not going to go seek out triple fried donuts with, you know, chocolate injections or buttercream, this, that, and the other thing. I was simply just going to not worry about what I was doing just in terms of just unplugging and all the things, whether it's not checking Twitter or just kind of eating whatever was in front of me. That was my idea for vacation. My wife would not have it. She would not let me undo all of the good work that you and so many others at EMP 180 Weight Loss have helped me achieve. She knows the drill these days, has worked tirelessly behind the scenes to make sure that I don't turn into a fatty fat fat, and knows the drill and cooked so many different things and had extra things prepared for me in general so that I didn't stray too far from the path, but a couple times.
That's fantastic. I'm impressed.
Yes.
Do you have a guess? Actually, here's a better way to do it, Wadzina. What is a number of pounds on a vacation that's normal in a week for a person? And then what is a number of pounds where you start to say, okay, that's too much. Like, that's alarming. Give us an idea of, like, what people should be striving for on their vacation.
Good. Yeah, well, that depends on the individual, obviously. But since Danny is a graduate, I wouldn't expect him to gain more than 5 pounds or so.
Okay.
For a person on the program, I mean, maintenance is really where it's at, maintaining the weight that you were when you stepped on the in-body last.
So if I went on vacation, say, for 7 days, I'm on the program, what would you say for me?
I'd say 2 to 3 pounds.
Two to three. Okay. A guy like Danny, who's off the program and is now bottomed out in the mid-190s, basically you're saying like 4 or 5 pounds will work around, but what if it was 6? Like, that would be too many?
Just a little.
You go ahead. Let's rate it back
in. There's a lot of water there.
Danny,
do you care to tell Wadzina how your week went?
Wadzina, double it and add one. Here's what happened. I had 3 meals that were delicious and that were not EMP 180 friendly. They weren't friendly for anybody except for me. They were very, very tasty.
Okay.
Just 3. Didn't do much in the way of working out. Just sort of, you know, again, just lived my life and was very happy and was shocked and chagrined when I weighed myself when I got home Sunday night. My last weigh-in at home, not with you guys, but at home, 196.3. And when I got home Sunday night, 207.7 for a difference of 11.4 pounds.
Okay, but I am quite curious to see what your body composition analysis says from that.
Well, it's not going to be good because there wasn't much weightlifting or exercise.
Was the lack of exercise, lifting of weights, and walking that he did, do you think that was beneficial or hurtful to the body composition?
I mean, you just got to keep cranking along here. We just need to see that body composition analysis. I really can't identify what's going on with just the weight number. Obviously, that's a lot of weight to put on.
I can tell you what's going on if you want me to.
Yeah, Grant can describe it pretty well.
Yeah, Danny ate 3 foods that he wasn't supposed to, and because he and I are fatty, fat, fat, fats,
we're doomed.
That means that you just gain all the weight. You realize our boss came in, who's a skinny, fat guy. He's been under 180. He can't get over 180 no matter what he does. He ate terribly all weekend, 3 days, fast food, donuts, whatever. He lost a 0.5 pound this weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that shows you a different body type right there, too.
Yeah, a good body type.
Right.
That's the difference.
The kind that you want.
Yeah.
the kind that came back with.
The kind that isn't the one we have.
The unfair kind.
So what's your reaction to Danny gaining 11 pounds then?
Okay. Didn't you gain more last year?
Yes, I did, actually. I gained 14 last year.
Okay. So less this year, okay? You have different habits and behaviors at this point in time. Honestly, it'll just take you about a week or so to reset your metabolism again, get back on track.
She's relentlessly positive.
That's
why she's the best.
I was really hoping for her to be furious.
I kind of wanted to be scolded.
I wanted just, you know, anger. I wanted fury. It's not what we're getting here.
No, she's too sweet.
Maybe you'll see that this weekend. I don't know.
Yeah, when she's not on the radio and you come in, I mean, just she's going to wear
you
out.
There's like an intervention.
That's
like
a different combo.
Yeah, like everybody's around. Like the entire team just shuts down the building, puts the blinds down. It's just me getting yelled at.
Anything's possible.
11 pounds. That's the conclusion.
11.4 pounds is
better
the
or worse than you thought it was going to be?
I don't know.
That means worse.
I need to think about that. I need to sleep on it.
She's definitely not going to answer that question.
I thought, hey, I did really well. I came back thinking, yeah, of course I'll get a few pounds. I didn't like do this relentless workout thing.
Yeah.
I didn't live according to a strict code. I expected that 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 to 8 to 9 type range. Not 11. 11 and change is an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm. Wadzina, I'm allowed to have vinaigrette, right?
Yeah.
I went to Cava. I got chicken.
Uh-huh.
Some lettuce, some cucumbers, some vinaigrette, some onions. That's all good, right? We're good?
That sounds delicious.
It's amazing. It's really great. I'm going to do it every single day. Well, I'll bring it over next time I come in. And don't forget, you don't know about this, Danny?
No.
When I get under 190, which is hopefully going to be in the next week and a half, I'm taking everybody at EMP out to Chili's for chocolate lava cake. Now, Wadzina is salty about it because she wants me to wait till I graduate. But I already told her, I'm making a reservation for 10. I'm ordering 10 of them, so you guys can either show up or not. But if you don't show up, I'm eating yours.
I'm just ordering 10.
Yeah, I'm ordering 10 chocolate lava cakes, like Felicia, Kristen, the whole group, Jim, Eric. If they want to come, they can. That's fine. They're invited. If they don't, that's also fine. I'm just going to tell you that chocolate lava cake is getting eaten.
When you order the chocolate lava cakes, you have to clap twice, where you just go, chocolate lava cake!
It's going to be really good. All right, well, we'll see you this weekend.
Wazzo, see you Saturday.
Okay, take care.
All right,
thank you so much.
Bye.
I think that went well overall, right? She didn't seem overly angry.
She's just so nice. They're all so nice over there. And the judgment only comes not because they're like, hey, we're judging you. It's you feel like you let them down.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I let my friend Wadzina down.
You did.
If I see Kristan on Saturday, I let her down too.
By the way, do you know how heartbroken she is right now that you gained 11 pounds?
Crestfallen.
She's hanging up the phone. I don't think she'll cry. I hope she doesn't cry.
I hope she doesn't.
But, I mean, you're moving her. How terrible do you feel that her day's ruined because of you?
I don't want to oversay this. Yeah. I feel like I was one of the prized pupils because I did what I was supposed to do.
You're fairly prized.
And I, like, every week we had good, every week
Not
I was
week.
Locked in. Not this time.
Grant and Danny on the fan, Bryce Harper, a bone bruise. That's good news, believe it or not, based on what could have happened. The Nats say he'll be back. Do you think he will? Will he be himself? And what's the plan to work without Harper for now? Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.